Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches. TGIFFF. Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays returns with a more, even more of a passion for what we do. And what we do is we present our listeners with a learning platform of entrepreneur spirit, and we also support indie artists worldwide, entrepreneurs, authors, artists, and new clothing lines. We support it all. And tonight, we are going to be opening up a universal conversation with the universe, because we're talking about passion for business. We want to get April busy, because all month long, April has presented itself with some really great opportunities. If you know anything about this season, then you know that this season, a lot is blooming when it comes to business. And so we want you to kind of put on your headphones or, you know, start to share this show with anybody out there that you know needs a refreshing new look at what they can do to help themselves along to the next level with an entrepreneur spirit. And Smooches Radio is all about learning and earning as you go from your passion, which can bring you such an infinite income. So please stay tuned and please call in 626-213-5635. But right now we want you to get your spirit lit. That's right. Les Brown got to be hungry.
The people that want to step into their greatness are hungry. You got to be hungry. You got to be hungry. What is your legacy? What will your statement be? Resolve every day. Read it every day. I refuse to die an unlived life. I like to leave this with you, that mama used to love to hear me say, she'd say, boy, say that thing for me, and I dedicate this to you, to the greatness that's within you, because it's there. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and sleep for, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold, poverty, famine, or cold, sickness or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it. You have greatness in you. You have greatness. You gotta be. You gotta be. You gotta be. You gotta be. You gotta be hungry. People that want to step into their greatness are hungry. You gotta be hungry. You gotta be hungry. To give up your time, your peace, and sleep for it. If all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and set for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold, poverty, famine, or cold, sickness or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it.
Smooches out there to Les Brown, and smooches to his empire that brought us so many great audio CDs that you could listen to wherever you went. And he still has a line of new products that are available, I would say Google search Les Brown. If not, go to www.lesbrown.com. Now, Les Brown has a very interesting story. If you love to learn more about what it's going to take for you to be more hungry for your passion, be more hungry for your business, then I could tell you that this would not be out of your reach. It is. There are definitely audio MP3 downloads all over the web. And one of the things that Les Brown will teach you is how to be hungry and what it's going to take and how many obstacles he himself faced in order to navigate himself to his own success realm. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about passion for business. And this is a universal conversation, and we would love to have it with our listeners. We would love to have it with people who have questions about what it's going to take. But I would just start out with an article that I recently read in Money Magazine and an off-brand of Money Magazine, a website called About.com, also, you know, about money. But it asked the question, is having a passion for business enough? And one of the things that I got from the article, a couple of things that I got from the article, is that, you know, you have definitely have a gift. Regardless of what people have told you, there's something out there that you do, and it's incredible to those who understand who you are. And once you understand yourself that is what you are supposed to be doing full time, then you can understand that you can become passionate about it. Now, I have met people who can do some great things with their hands, but they're just not passionate about it. So I'm not talking about things that you can just do. Like, one of my friends was a really good singer, and she said, I can just sing, you know. But I mean, an amazing singer. But that is not what she wanted to do for a living. She did not want to go into the music business. She did not want to cultivate that particular gift into the music business. That's not what she wanted to be. We are talking about that thing that keeps you awake at night. The thing that you kind of daydream about when you're at your day job. This is what your passion is. I remember years ago dreaming about owning my own radio adventure, something along the lines of being able to set up these special, special interviews with people of all walks of life, not just people who had celebrityship, but people who were on their way to being really great and successful in their own right for whatever it was that they were doing. And I got an opportunity with Smooches Radio, and Smooches Radio has presented me with a lot of great substance here. And one of the things that we present to our listeners each and every Friday, we took a hiatus, but each and every Friday we're talking about business. We are talking about not just business, but we're talking about some things. And that's why it's important to know that passion isn't going to do it alone. That you must have a plan. You have to be planning along the way. And sometimes, you know, for some people, you know, people thought, you know what, you're not serious about it. You haven't done enough planning. But you know what? You know what you do. And you should keep a record, a small record, of what you've been doing all along. Because if you look back, and as we look back in the past 3 years that we have actually been a product online, there have been many small steps that have helped us get to where we are right now. And some of those small steps are going to be some of the biggest steps that we have taken as we continue to grow and manage this growing business. And so one of the things is planning. How will we get sponsors? How are we going to get people to come and start to listen to a show that has relevance? How are we going to compete with shows that are irrelevant to us? And to the people that are looking for a product like this, we're not going to have to compete because we are going to still manage to get the message of all of the businesses out there. So if you are a business and you want to specialize in things that people who consider themselves ratchet and then they like to do certain things, then that's what you do. Maybe that's what you're good at. We want to be able to do both. We want to be able to support the growing entrepreneur, and we want to be able to also promote artists at the same time so that artists and entrepreneurs learn that they go hand in hand. one of the things that you probably have discovered already is that there is music intertwined in almost everything we do these days. And it's not just coming from your top artists. It's coming from a lot of unknown and unsigned artists. And that's what we really want to do. We want our business to kind of captivate, and we want to catapult ourselves up on the arms and the shoulders of great, great, great personalities. And so anyway, you have to have passion and a plan. And the planning part can start to grow into a business plan. And for a lot of us, it's needed. You have to get somewhere with a plan. It doesn't have to be formal, but you have to have an outline of what you want to do and how you want to get there. And the second piece of that is a business plan is all great, but one of the things that I noticed that are missing from a lot of people that are just kind of existing is the financial plan. No one wants to really get down and dirty with the financial plan. But I can tell you, if you complete the business plan and it becomes formal, then go ahead, do the financial analysis. If you don't know it, go, you know what, go to your local score, right? Go to the SBA office and find out who can do it at a reduced cost. And a lot of times at those places, in those places will exist some really great resources. Don't forget to use your local resources. Then your next step is, if you're not getting anywhere with your local resources, don't forget your online resources. Freelance.com, there are people writing up financial analysis and plans all the time, and they're doing it for a third of the cost. So think about it. You get what you pay for, but you know what? You could probably get someone who's just coming out to do your financial plan. The last thing that you probably need to look at is your marketing plan. So passion and a plan is threefold. It's business plan, financial plan, and marketing plan. And your marketing plan is, you know, for a lot of us, I think a lot of people don't know how successful they already are at marketing themselves. You can look in some people's pages, social network pages, and wonder, you know, you can look at the person and think to yourself, wow, they don't seem, but you know what? They're getting a lot of hits. They're getting a lot of exposure. A lot of people are, traffic is just going to those particular pages. And it's because they have maybe the informal marketing plan, and it knows who they're targeting, how to reach them, and just specific milestones that are going to help them be even more visible. So think about it. Think about your passion and think about plan. Put it together, and then you will start to kind of see what you're going to do as far as your goals. We'll talk about goals as soon as we return. But right now, I would love for you to listen to our own Mr. Westside. This one here is just something for the people, but I can tell you this. There are a lot of things going on, but the Holocaust is here. And you know what? If you are not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. Smooches, American Holocaust by Mr. Westside. Swagger fun, yeah.
30,000 niggas, 30,000 visas, 30,000 meanness. They don't want to free. Yeah, big black truck, nigga, no free, no free. I don't give a fuck, that's my Gandhi read. Came to the kill, put us on them boat, boat. Dropped a nigga off, kept a nigga broke, bro. All I got is hope, can a nigga float, huh? Nigga, get up out of line, nigga, get a rope. Run your throat, no push, nigga, straight choke. Cause you niggas ain't fully woke, no. Steady hauling ass, steady hauling notes. Power to the people, not the Pope. I know the preacher hate me, but he's smoking dope. Yeah, he can get a hit, but I can get a blessing, so I be on my shit like ocean water. Cause if shit hard now, I should get harder. So we got a stack, no frost, more guns, more ammo, cheaper than you thought.
We living in a Holocaust. America trying to kill us all. You didn't know? We living in a Holocaust. America trying to kill us all. You didn't know? First let's talk Codex Illuminati, using food like terrorists, trying to kill us. It's the realest information I'ma ever tell ya. It'll never fail ya, but might scare ya. Just call America Hitler, and we the Jews. That's the best analysis that I can use. Don't be confused about nothing. Research something. Powers that be is headhunting. and they ain't looking for no bears. They got their eyesight killed on some human warfare. They got tactics and tactics and tactics. You better watch for them tactics and tactics. Like saying your grandma work for everybody but us. Fuck Florida. Plus they won't change. Gang banging still working for them. Drug slanging still working for them. That's how they kill us all. We living in a holocaust. America trying to kill us all. You didn't know? Living in a holocaust. America trying to kill us all. You didn't know?
Live from Boston, Dear Obama.
Smooches. Out there to America and Holocaust, Mr. Westside. If you want to hear from more from Mr. Westside, you can follow him on IG. That's at Mr. Westside. Or you can go ahead on Twitter and follow him at Swagafornia. That's right. Mr. Westside has a real connection to the music business. He has a lot of different things that he can relate to with our listeners. And he's always open to answer any questions, and we would love for you to connect with him because he definitely has some more to say about what's going on, especially with small business and you know, people who minority business, and it's really good to know that there are some artists that have made a transformation for making music for others and then try to make it for their community. It definitely has an impact. And speaking of an impact, I don't want you to miss out, but if you are in the New York tri-state area and you're here on Wednesdays, the Mix and Mingle at 211 Halsey Street in Newark, New Jersey is becoming one of the best things that's ever happened in this city. And I must thank DJ Young Fresh at DJ Young Fresh and at 211 Media for providing a free mix and mingle for business professionals each and every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. each and every Wednesday. And I mean, this is no game. This is a real business professional mixer. So if you have some business or paperwork, or if you would even like to just meet with someone there's an open space for you to kind of meet with some of your professionals and talk a little bit about business. They also got some of those 211 hot wings in there, good, and I can tell you there's so much more to the eye. So please don't forget, if you're in town, it's free. Visit it anytime, any day, right? 211 Halsey Street in Newark, New Jersey. Smooches. All right. So anyways, you got to be hungry. You have to be passionate. You have to have a plan. I mean, you have to understand what's actually going on. It sounds like a holocaust, but there are really a lot of transformations going on, and that's what it's really about. It's about the transformation, but you got to love what you do. And so we're having a fun time doing what we do, but what we love is being able to compile and design these shows for you in a 30-minute time slot so that you can download this to your MP3 and listen to it on your way to and from the business that's going to be funding your bigger business. And so, you know, I don't want you to start looking at, you know, I'm still working, and a lot of my friends are starting to do something that was their passion. Sometimes it takes us longer to discover what our passion is. But one of the things you have to do is sit back and you have to start to study. See, the thing is, you're not just going to become an overnight success at this business. You are going to start to become a student. And you don't have to, I mean, if you want to take a class, you can, but there are so many free things out there. I love that word, free, especially when it comes to business. I mean, you can, you know, put seminars and free workshops into your business plan. What would the bank say if they were actually going to give you a small business loan, knowing that you are going to take a part of your professional development and make sure that you're out there looking for stuff that's already been funded? And a lot of places are starting to fund these small business seminars and workshops and these mix and mingles. And so that's what you want to find in the beginning if you're not sure. But if you are sure, just make sure that you know exactly where you're going. And so I want you to start to begin to say to yourself, I want to set the stage, but I got to have some goals. After you finish the business plan, the financial plan, and the marketing plan, start to think about what you are going to do with this product, whether the product be yourself. A lot of people say, you know what, Smooches, I just want to be a motivational speaker. And I said, okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, they see themselves as being a big-time guru. And I said a lot of big-time people who are doing motivational weren't looking at themselves as this. They had a following. They started giving out these really motivational talks or these motivational presentations at a smaller scale and began to grow because they were so dynamic. And there's going to have to be some dynamic to whatever it is that you feel is your passion. I just saw a couple of different businesses, and I'll tell you about them. The first was came on our show a couple months ago, Smooches Out There to King Jayasi. Excuse me, Jayasi. And he created a line of clothing. And the clothing line is really taking off in the Atlanta area and some other areas. But the thing that I saw that made it unique, that kind of put in a dynamic into his clothing line, is when he began to write Jayasi in Swahili. And now it seems like it's taken a turn because now it's something that I see a lot more people wearing. Just that change of letters is making his clothing line something that's very different and unique. And with anything out there, people love new things. People just this week, they highlighted something on the news that's called Red Carpet Kids, where people are making $800 an hour to provide the upper crust in Manhattan, Connecticut, New York, provide their children with these red carpet events. These kids can be no more than 12 years old. So some of the kids are as young as 3 years old. And they have made it their business, and it's very lucrative. So I want you to really think about what you can do. So Smooch is out there to Jayasi, and you can go and follow them on IG at Jayasi Clothing, Jayasi Clothing. Look for them everywhere. I can tell you it's definitely a different and organic type of product. Another one that we saw this week and we noticed was Shades R Us. All kinds of different shades, but really unique styles. And the styles, the product is a good product. It looks really good on the outside from what we can tell. And it just seems like the frames and the lenses are really different. And I think that's what's moving people towards this independent line. And we'll talk a little bit more about some new lines and some new products that we see that are kind of moving up the charts. And you can be exactly where they're going. You can be on your journey to be a passion, give your passion a promotion. You want to reach entrepreneur success on your own, you can make it easier and easier. Just make sure that you have the next big goal, and that is a supportive network of family and friends, and, you know, and continue to educate yourself on what you can do to make your business or product more innovative. I would love for you to love what you do. But someone else who really helped others understand to love what they do is Bryn Willis. I want you to listen to Bryn Willis talk about loving what you do. Smooches.
Well, good afternoon, students. I kind of like being introduced, I've decided. I think it's cool that someone can spew off all your credentials before you even say a word. I like that. I hope you guys are impressed. Kidding. All right, so this is going to be my visual. You can feel free to look at that, but I hope you're also listening to what I say. I want to start off my remarks with a little disclaimer. For those of you who have known someone who is pregnant, or maybe just a pregnant. Well, good afternoon, students. I'm not even saying this to amuse you. I was literally convinced that I was going to be complimented by the store clerk at the quality and the candid nature of my images. And so, as a matter of fact, when I went back in to retrieve my envelope, I was thrilled when the cashier told me it was on the house. And I thought to myself, this must be amazing if it's on the house. The thing that I then noticed was how thin the envelope was that he handed me. And so I quickly ran outside and I opened up the envelope to find three images, all black, too dark to make anything out. And also inside the envelope was a tiny little pamphlet. And though I don't remember exactly what the pamphlet said, I do remember the gist being something along the lines of, if you are reading this, you must be an idiot. Because even a monkey can be trained to push the shutter button of a camera and get better shots than you did. Did it really say that? No. But that's like my lasting impression for sure, that it was basically saying, you don't know how to take pictures. And so needless to say, it was some time before I had the desire to pick up a camera again. And I kid you not, it was literally 10 years later before I picked up a camera. It was my senior year of high school, and I had decided to take an introduction to film photography class. I actually had little interest in the class itself. I had no intention of redeeming my photography skills, but rather I had a crush on a guy that was in the class and thought the idea of being cooped up in a dark room with this kid didn't sound like that bad of an idea. So I signed up for the class, and there I was in my first dark room session. I photographed my images and gone through the process of developing my film, and now it was time to print the images. I projected the image onto a piece of clean white photo paper, and I was about to put the sheet of paper into the first of many, I'm sorry, I just lost my foot, liquid baths. And the bath that I was just putting it in was what actually exposed the picture. As I watched my image slowly appear on that blank piece of paper, it seemed literally to be magic. And I don't even remember what the image was. I only remember that watching the process of it developing and just suddenly appear out of nowhere on this piece of paper left such incredible impressions on me. And I was hooked from that moment on. Ever since then, I started building my portfolio, though I didn't necessarily recognize that that's what I was doing at the time. For the next 5 years, I would photograph whoever was willing to listen, or whoever was willing to let me. When I was 22, I was working at a summer camp, and my boss actually asked me if I would be willing to photograph her wedding. She wanted to hire me to photograph her wedding. And I want you to pay attention to the word hire, because that means that someone's actually going to pay you for your services. She was the first person to ever want to hire me to take pictures. And I was totally terrified. But she had this confidence in me. I have no idea where it came from, but she had so much of confidence in me that I accepted. When I went to her wedding and was doing my thing, I felt like everyone was staring at me. I felt completely inadequate. And I definitely had at least two or three people come up to me and ask me how old I was or how long I'd been shooting for. And I totally felt like I was being interrogated. And little did I know that that certainly wasn't the last time that I'd hear comments like that or be asked questions like that. From that point on, I slowly took on more work, more hired jobs. A family shoot here, a wedding there. I was still very much an amateur at that point. And finally, that same boss, who had been my first paying shoot, everyone keeps, I'm like, oh, I'm endearing them, and then I realize no one's looking at me. Okay. Finally, that same boss, who'd been my first paying shoot, encouraged me to just make it official and start a business. So here's that word again, intimidation. It completely smothered that idea for me. I couldn't even imagine doing that. I mean, who was I to start a business? And so needless to say, I did no such thing. And as a matter of fact, I left Northern Virginia, which is where I'm from. I left just a few weeks after that, and I came down to Southern Virginia to start my schooling here. Recently married, however, and looking for the opportunity to make some extra money, I did continue to pursue photography, and the majority of my jobs were up in Northern Virginia or in the D.C. area. By the following tax season, you guys will learn to love paying taxes in the future. By the following tax season, I'd made a pretty decent profit with my photography, and the majority of it I had spent on upgrading equipment. And the thought of being able to write off my expenses at that point sounded pretty good. And so I knew the only way to do that was to get my business license and make it official. So at that point, intimidation kind of fell by the wayside because I was trying to save some money. And so I marched down to the Better Business Bureau and filled out the forms I needed to fill out, and suddenly BMW Photography was officially born.
Smooches out there to Bryn Willis. A really endearing story, as you can see, of someone who had some fears and some reservations about being very perfect with their business, and learning that in order to become better at your business, you just have to do it. You've got to learn how to be passionate about it. And sometimes people stumble across their own passion. Sometimes it's something you've been doing maybe for a small amount of time. Maybe there's something that you just learned from someone who's been doing it for a while, but they're just not passionate about it. Think about some of the things that you're doing already that kind of encourage people. What about the things that people ask you to do over and over again? Think about it. These are the things that are going to bring you more revenue. But you have to love them, and you have to start to plan. And once you begin to kind of bring in more clientele or customers, you've got to make it, you know, you've got to make it legal. It's almost like a marriage. You're going to marry your passion. And I hope that you learned a lot tonight. And unfortunately, our Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays Passion for Business 101 is over for tonight, but we will be back next Friday. We hope that you share this show with everybody that you know. And if next week you would love to share something about your business that keeps you passionate, please, please, please call in at 626-213-5635. We are the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Smooch is out there too at Prayware, another clothing line that is making its way across all genres. Please go and check them out. Prayware, you're going to love that. It's just a really, really organic and loving and interspiritual line. And there are so many other things out there that we can say about new entrepreneurs, but we're going to have to wait until next week. Remember, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.